Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to one of the most dynamic hours of the week. Little Ponte, pontificating, that's a good name, hey? Pontificating. Lowell, we had the State of the Union, an hour 15 minutes, one of the longest speeches of a president. I gotta say, every day I get more impressed with Trump and Trumpism. And it's not his tweets or whatever, because sometimes they're a little aggravating. He counterpunches like a professional boxer. If you get in the ring with a professional boxer, boxers don't box you. They counterpunch you. And that's what Trump does. I couldn't believe the scowls on Nancy Pelosi. That's her new name. Nancy Pelosi, because she's a lousy excuse for a Democrat or human being or an American. Even the things that if this was a Democratic, if they just changed the name so it was a Democratic president up there, she'd be standing and clapping and smiling from her plastic surgery face from ear to ear until she ended up got a face brain syndrome. Yet, she was scowling and her tongue moving inside her mouth and, oh my God, I just ate something that's really bad kind of look. It was mind-boggling how the Democrats couldn't even stand up when they said the lowest unemployment rate for blacks ever recorded, and none of the black caucus could stand up even for the national anthem or the flag. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, it really is mind-boggling, isn't it? Anti-American, these buggers.
In fact, 12 members of the Black Caucus, who also happen to be members of the Progressive Caucus, the almost declared socialists in the House, they simply boycotted the speech. They weren't even there.
Right.
Which talks of a degree of disrespect for our democratic process that's just amazing. They're basically saying, we not only will not compromise with the other side, we won't even listen to the other side.
Why don't they move to Venezuela? Why don't we give them free passage and even pay their container fees to move them to Venezuela? How about that?
Because they're planning to turn the United States into Venezuela. And they think they can do that just by opposing Trump in everything.
Well, let me put it this way. The noose and the guillotine are still fresh. And if they think that they're going to be a political revolution to change our minds and enslave us, they're going to end up not imprisoned, but dead. Because a revolution in America will happen if the Democrats take over the government. This nation will be ripped apart. If they think it's bad now, imagine if a future Kennedy like this Kennedy idiot came on. And I mean, I could hear the Kennedy cadence in his voice. But the words he said were pure blathers, like, are you on a day pass, boy? You're a congressperson, and the way you're speaking is not a mentally stable person. This is really, really insane, isn't it?
Well, first, he's a congressperson from the 4th District of Massachusetts. This is Barney Frank's old district.
Right.
It gives you some idea of politics. And as such, he, of course, is automatically elected as a Kennedy. He doesn't worry about that.
Right.
But the things he was saying were so contradictory and bizarre. To begin with, the Democrats are a party of minorities, largely racial and ethnic and cultural minorities, and yet they're putting up a heterosexual, married, wealthy by inheritance, not by anything he ever earned,
right.
A member of a political dynasty, and
right.
he's white. So once again, they're offering a white leader, albeit this case young instead of geriatric. He's only 37.
Right.
But just another white leader saying, I'm here to oversee, to protect you black people and you brown people and you yellow people. Obey me. Kneel down before me, and we will eliminate all these evil Republicans. Why don't the majority of the Democratic Party stand up and say, it's our turn to run the party. It's our turn to be the congressmen and senators and so on. We are not here just to be bossed by another white man, as Democrats did under slavery. And, of course, remember, the Democratic Party was the party of the slave owners, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the party of Jim Crow and Bull Connor. It has always been the racist party, and it still is, as we saw from this appeal. For example, some of the things Mr. Kennedy said. You steadfastly say Black Lives Matter. Now, in the official Democrat transcript carried by the New York Times, Black Lives Matter was in lowercase. But, of course, it's also the name of an organization.
Right.
An organization that marches in the streets chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now.
Right.
In other words,
that's patently anti-American, isn't it? I mean, when you don't have cops, you don't have civil society.
Oh, well, let me give you another example from Kennedy's speech. He was a Peace Corpsman, probably due to avoid military service, but he was a Peace Corpsman in the Dominican Republic. He nominally speaks fluent Spanish. Not good Spanish, but he says fluent Spanish. And so during the speech, he declared, Vamos a luchar. And I heard that, and I said, whoa. Vamos a luchar means we're going to fight. That's what it means. It is a direct appeal to young macho Latinos and MS-13 gang members, the very people as gang members who were being opposed by Donald Trump in his State of the Union. So
right.
another, Kennedy was aligning himself in the Democratic Party with gang members, Latino gang members.
Well,
when you say you're going to fight, that's your rhetoric, that is violent, threatening rhetoric.
Yeah, I don't think that people understand on the left. If they really tick off the right, 94 million armed Americans with 380 million guns and billions of bullets, they're going to die really damn fast. And I'm popularizing 6 different technologies, 2 taught to me by special forces, of weapons, both lethal and non-lethal, that are a hell of a lot more dangerous than regular guns. I want people to understand this. We want to negotiate. We want blacks and Hispanics and people to come from whatever nation to come here invalid with merit. I don't care if you're a good welder or a good bricklayer or a good fruit picker, whether you're coming here and, let's say, a visa to pick fruit and go back to your country. We're going to treat you properly, just like we talked about this, the Bracero program back in the 1940s, where people were treated properly here and not put in shelters or starving to death or frozen out in the night because they're homeless. We want to see a situation where everybody, like I liked the statement in his speech that we're all dreamers. This idea of calling them dreamers is ridiculous. I just got a report here in Oceanside that 2 dreamers were caught illegally human trafficking illegals. That means you're going to get deported, kids. Doesn't matter if you're brought here at 2 or 5 years of age. You're going home to your home country and probably to prison there. Because believe me, if you go to Mexico or Guatemala or Central America, you're not going to kind of a spa-type prison. You're going to a hard prison.
Let me give you another example of what young Mr. Kennedy said in reply to Trump. And he was speaking for the Democratic Party, remember. He said, you, meaning protesters in the country, you sat high atop your mom's shoulders and held a sign that read, build a wall and my generation will tear it down.
Whoa.
Now, what is a wall? A wall, in the case of Trump's border wall, is the border.
Right. It's part of infrastructure, isn't it? It's part of the idea of maintaining what a nation is. Without a border, there is no nation.
Yes, and so Kennedy, like today's globalist progressives, was saying the nation state is an obsolete idea. It is to be replaced. We are going to erase the border between the U.S. and Mexico. He is saying that explicitly. Yeah. Build a wall and my generation will tear it down. Well, you better think carefully about that. By the way, there was polling done not by a conservative source, but by CBS News, which is 92% on average anti-Trump in its reporting. They reported that 75% approved of Trump's speech. By the way, 25% of the listeners were Democrats, and they disapproved, but that's the only people who did. 65% said the speech made them feel proud. 72% gave Trump significant credit for improving the economy. 72% favor Trump's immigration proposals, including the wall. So that's most of the independents and almost every Republican. And that's majority.
You know what? I think they should change the name of the Democratic Party to the AWOL Party. Absolutely, don't leave. They're not Americans. They're not pro-American. They're not pro-safety of young people. They're not pro-jobs. What are they pro? Annihilation of the state of America. That's what they are. And welcome back. I can't believe it. I mean, this is otherplanetly. This is like when I saw the behavior of collectively the Democratic Party, people should be ashamed. Now, this is going to set a new precedent that in the first term of a president, they usually lose seats. I think Trump's going to gain so many seats, it's going to be freaking ridiculous. He's going to say on the 2020, and if they don't assassinate him because these devils want to, they had a dead, D-E-A-D dead, FBI officer 5 years with an uninitialed, with no serial numbers on the Glock. They weren't filed off. They weren't there. October 2016, caught by his own security force, not the Secret Service, by his own security force in Trump Towers trying to get in there to kill him. I can't tell you. I'm sure that Trump knows how many times they have tried to kill him. That's why they read in the stupid book by Wolf. I call it the A Fool in Wolf's Clothing, this stupid book, you know, Fire and Fury. How many times they tried to kill him. And let me tell you, when I saw the behavior of these Democrats, if this was a totalitarian regime, all those Democrats would be taken out in leg irons and zip-tied and hauled off to prison to the Gulag Archipelago. If this was Russia back during the very dark days. These SOBs need to go to hell. And anybody who supports them needs to go hell with them, because I'm going to tell you, if you think and you can try to steal the election and try to get power again back from Trump and the agenda, which is, by the way, bipartisan, because there's some good Democrats too, but very damn few of them with enough guts to stand up to the party, you know.
Yes, Joe mentioned last night during the speech, actually tried to stand up and applaud Trump on some point. And he quickly sat down when he realized he was the only Democrat applauding.
Why didn't he just stay standing up? He needs to realize the Democratic Party, you know this Japanese ceremony when you're losing, like the emperor's going to lose a war or battle. They take their big long scythe, their knife, and they stick it in their guts, and they lacerate across their small bowel, large bowel, and let their guts fall out. That's what the Democrats did last night during the State of the Union address. It was mind-boggling. I mean, if they had any guts, they would have had a counter speech to say, hey, we agree with Trump on these, and this is our little Democratic spin of what we want to do, and we'd like to have bipartisan support with the Republicans. So maybe you want to elect some Democrats in some states where there's a little bit more of a kind of a tilt toward Democrats. But no. They committed geopolitical suicide last night by acting like a bunch of bad kids in the corner of the daycare that need to be put in a corner on a chair and said, now be quiet. Or you're going to get a spanking. You're not just going to have your dessert taken away. You're going to get a spanking. These Democrats need a spanking, don't they? A geopolitical spanking.
One of the most fundamental adages in politics is the idea that you can't beat somebody with nobody.
Right, and but all they do is their whole idea is not Trump, not Trump.
The only thing they were offering was to be anti-Trump. They weren't saying what they stood for. They weren't offering an alternative philosophy. They were just saying, he's bad, vote for us.
But that's give an example. If I was a Democrat, and I'm just going to pretend I am for just a minute to just say what I would offer if I was a Democrat. First, the Republicans want to offer a health care system that put people back in the driver's seat, not government. Now, I worked in the country of Canada, and I've had friends and doctor friends that have worked in Britain, and it's disgusting. It's a murder situation. If you in Canada get a bad Apache score in the intensive care unit, they kill your ass. I saw both of my parents terminated by the healthcare system there without even contacting me at night. I can tell you, having worked in the Canadian healthcare system, it's disgusting. I call hang the L medicine at the speed of light. If you have something serious or innovative or need new kind of inventive care, forget it. You're going to get hangnail medicine and tell you, this is your health care, shut up and take it. That's what health care is in socialist countries. In Britain, they don't even have enough money for ambulances, intensive care units, and proper hospice care. And if you do have a health care problem that looks like you might survive, and they give you a bad score, and you go to social services and get assigned a social security or a social service person, they put you in a place where they give you narcotics until you stop breathing. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot. You cannot argue with my experience. It's not open to your damned opinion out there. And that's why I don't have too many idiots to call in and say, well, Dr. Deagle, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't argue with what I've been through, which is hell on earth. I've seen stuff you don't want to know. If you knew what I saw as a doctor in hospitals, intensive care unit, and Canadian and U.S. systems, and by the way, they euthanize here in America, but it's a tiny fraction of socialist countries. It's a standard operating procedure there.
By the way, I should explain, when my father was dying of cancer, he became a Mexican drug smuggler. Not psychedelics or anything like that. He would go to Mexico to buy drugs that were not allowed in the United States, like Lexapro.
Right, right.
Now, I notice in Trump's speech, he said he doesn't understand why people who are terminal, why they have been declared untreatable by Western medicine, why they are not free to just use any experimental medicine they want.
Exactly. Doesn't that make sense? And also, by the way, he smashed this mandate in California that the state can become the parent and tell you that they're going to vaccinate you or your kids. In fact, you got to understand the Democrats want mandatory vaccines, and the number that they have lined up even for Al's is up to 271 vaccines. If you think your immune system is going to tolerate that, you're a delusional moron, and you're going to die with cancer or some horrifying autoimmune disease. And if you think I don't know how I can quantify it with testing, you're also an idiot. Okay, so this is not open to opinion. It's over. It's like a case where all the witnesses come forward, the grand jury has already given its judgment, and you want to raise your hand and say, I don't believe it. And the judge has slammed down his gavel and it's over. That's what I find disgusting, is people think they can argue science. And science tells you these Democrats in these socialist countries want to kill you. And they don't give a crap if you try to resist, because they've got all power now.
Now, here's the question. Trump had talked about experimental medicine, presumably the product of some big pharma company. Why not allow you to take any treatment you wish if you've been declared? In fact, why not just allow you to take any treatment you wish, because we're all terminal?
Well, I'll give you an example. We just started a thing called NutriMedical.PrimeMyBody.com, which is a nanotech form of cannabinol oil. But it's a special superabsorbed form. So if you go to NutriMedical.PrimeMyBody.com, and Jim Cole, who brought me the Sonic machine from South Korea, introduced me to this technology, because I've been looking at it for several different sources for a while. There's a whole pile of things. We have nutraceuticals that will help you fight cancer, even if you do conventional care. Elagic acid, malignoblock, high-dose power C, minoquinone 7. The dendritic vaccine, by the way, they only have it in America for one illness, and that's prostate cancer, and only at a couple centers. You can go to a clinic in Santa Clarita, Mexico, Tijuana, and get the dendritic vaccine made for you, for your cancer, for any cancer, to make your immune system fight your cancer. They take your cancer cells out, train your T lymphocytes to fight the cancer, and give you a vaccine, a dendritic vaccine. You can go to Europe and get it easy, but Americans, no. No, you can't. You're going to die. And I recommend to people to go to insulin potentiated chemotherapy sessions like Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad. And they do a test in Germany to tell you exactly what chemo and non-chemo agents at low dosages potentiated by insulin will help you fight your cancer. You think the conventional doctors want to do that? No. It's not good for business. Son of a bitches are killing their patients. I remember in 1978, this is 40 years ago, going to the head of chemotherapy at the Vancouver General, and said, I killed a lot of people today. And he looked at me, because you're an arrogant son of a bitch, aren't you, Deagle? Yeah. And I said, I don't like being called back to the floor to do a cardiac arrest when a patient gets chemo a few hours earlier. And I said, look, I got a hangnail that it won't heal for 2 months because I got chemo and I got Donna Robinson in it. And I said, you know, they never come back even if I fry all the hairs in their chest. Because they're dehydrated, their electrolytes are crap, and they haven't been eating for weeks. And we give them chemo and wonder why they die? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous.
Yep.
This morning, it shows a sour, twisted, ugly, Pelosi lousy face. I call Nancy Pelosi. If the Democratic Party thinks this is the face of the Democrats, they're going to lose so monumentally the party will be completely wiped from the face of the earth. And this idiot Kennedy, who says this blather with a cadence of almost like it means something or has some truth to it, this Congressman Kennedy, he's another example of insane, psychotic, crazy anti-American Democrats that don't have a soul anymore. I mean, if they had a policy, I'd give them two or three things they should do. Number one, why do you come up with a health care plan that's affordable and takes care of everybody, doesn't kill them when they reach a certain Apache score in the ICU? Huh? Why do you come up with a plan so that you can make sure that people don't get on drugs? Huh? Why don't you do that? Why don't you set up a plan so that we can start growing organic food and not have GMO food and get rid of the FDA and the revolving door between the drug companies and the regulatory agencies inside the U.S. government, like the FDA that wants to take over vinpocetine and gives us toxic food like monosodium glutamate and refeeds it? I went the other night to a restaurant because my son's recommended it. It was great by Dave and Buster. So we went there to the Cheesecake Factory. My God, I have had a bad reaction to MSG. I had a bad reaction about 40 years ago. I got so hyper. It didn't happen no matter how many sleeping natural medications I took. I just had the most horrifying night in my life. Caused by the damn Cheesecake Factory, because you pull up the internet and says, if you like MSG, you're going to hate this place. This place is chock-a-block full of it. Now, why? You know why? Because they rename all these toxins, and it's the FDA, it's the government, it's people like these Democrats. It's, they don't give a crap whether or not they're poisoning you with toxic vaccines or toxic health care or toxic medical drugs that they approve that they damn well shouldn't. And, you know, they don't care if the quarterly balance sheet says, we killed 68,000 Americans. Who cares? We're still making money. We don't disturb don't rock the cart. All right? It really is disgusting. And these Democrats, these are the most un-American, anti-human monstrosities. They need to get a life. Why don't they actually have two or three things that they actually support and actually have a person to support it, like Trump in the Democratic Party? Why don't they have somebody that cares about us as people? Do we have money in the bank so we can actually have our kids go to school? Can we have a roof over our head and pay for oil in the wintertime? Can we put gas in the car and get back and forth to work and fix our car if it needs to be fixed? Can we actually get that kind of health care, including alternative health care and nutraceuticals? In fact, I provide documentation. Anybody gets our nutraceuticals, if you need an email support so you can write 100% off of all your nutrimeds and technology you get from Dr. Deagle, I'll do it. But you know what? You got these morons out there that think that big government's going to save you, a mama and daddy state. This is what Nancy Pelosi and Schumer want. They think they always know better than you and me out here in the audience. That's really disgusting to think that in America, where we escaped the tyranny of the British and the Europeans, etc., and countries all over the world, that somehow we have this tyrannical rhino Republican and Democratic monstrosity that wants to re-enslave us. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And for example, you mentioned that you're talking about a cannabinol.
Right.
Here's the challenge. Some on the left, aligned with the Democratic Party here in California, have said the following. We're going to go ahead and let people take medical marijuana and now recreational marijuana and go on record as doing so. And then, at an unexpected moment in the not-too-distant future, we're going to declare that anyone using such drugs is mentally unfit to have a gun.
Whoa.
And we will use their drug use as a pretext for confiscating the firearms.
Well, here's the thing, too. I don't believe in Delta 9 THC. Cannabinols are not the same. Yeah, this product that we have called, Nutramedical.prime, mybody.com, is no, from no, hemp. It's from hemp. Products. But the problem, what they want to do is they want to use this the marijuana thing so they can have another wage, so they can disarm you. Because believe me, you can't bring a fully tyrannical state until you disarm the public. You can't do this. You can't Venezuelize America until you disarm them. If you've got an angry public that can reach out the bedroom window or bathroom window and blow your head off if you're a Special Forces or Delta guy, you're not going to go to Dr. Deagle's house and think, well, there's five guys here, we're going in a Bearcat. But Deagle said on air, if five of us arrive, one or two of us aren't going home to mama. And he'll kill us. And he's got armor-piercing weapons. Guess what? I know you'll probably kill me, but I'm going to kill you too. Have a nice day. So they're not going to arrive here. And they're not going to arrive at millions of American homes thinking they're going to get away with crap if we're as well as they're armed. So if the damn Democrats get in and say, well, we'll give you medical marijuana, but we'll take away your guns, can you imagine what a hell of a state California will be? I'll tell you, that's when I'll leave. I'll just say, the hell with this, man. I'm sick of California.
Well, what they're doing, of course, is, A, they plan to steal elections and power through the vote. They're not going to try to do it in a direct authoritarian way.
No, that's why they want illegals.
Because that's why they want illegals, the mentally defective, felons, and every other group like that to vote. So they can, and of course, they don't want to, California was one of 12 states that would not cooperate with fraud, with Trump's vote fraud commission.
Well, I can tell you, I'm going
to
predict a couple of what I call gray swan events that are going to become black swans. And this will be good and bad in some ways. One of them is crypto. You're going to see the U.S. dollar go crypto. So you're going to see a Fed coin. Another is you're going to see the federal government actually start to file felony charges against city managers, mayors, state governors, etc., that violate federal law regarding immigration. They're going to start to go to jail. Okay? And you're going to start to see media lose their license to broadcast on cable and networks and magazines when they're directly involved with a coup against the U.S. government. You're going to see another Grace One event. You're going to see Mueller. The table's going to be turned on that son of a bitch. He's going to be found out to be directly involved with Uranium One, the dossier, and other things, along with Rosenstein and these other monsters. That's why this four-page document coming out next week is just the start of a avalanche that's going to start flushing the toilet, flushing the swamp of America. And believe me, there's a lot of crap coming out on both Democrat and Republican sides. That's why when we look at guys like George Bush Jr., he didn't say a damn thing during the years of Obama, but he has something to say about a fellow Republican president who's sitting in the office, has some words to say against him. He's a son of a bitch. This guy, George Bush Jr., and his father, another monster, and Bill Clinton. Okay? It's sickening. And I'm telling you, people need to start getting it, don't they?
You mean George Bush Sr., who was head of the CIA? That George Bush Sr.?
Yeah, and who also recruited Saddam Hussein in the streets of Baghdad. And George Bush Sr. is on Dealey Plaza at the time of the assassination of JFK. This is a monster, okay? And we need to start facing the facts that we need to flush the monsters like McCabe. McCabe is still getting his salary. Why? Why is he not hauled out and zip-tied and put in prison now? Why is he not wearing orange? This son of a bitch and these other people need to go to jail. They took this one reality winner, because she was an idiot. She was putting up false information. She's on jail now. So they take a minor minion and throw him in jail and say, oh, see, that's enough meat for you, the public. No, it's not. I want some big meat. I want Hillary Clinton, and I want Podesta, and I want Mueller and Comey. I want them in orange. I want them in a maximum security prison with no airtime on television, no interviews, no internet access, and no yard time so they don't see the sunlight except through their window. That's what I want.
It sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Bushes are every bit as much globalists and want world government as liberal progressive Democrats.
They just have a different modus of doing it.
Yeah. But well, they too would erase the United States and its boundaries if they could.
Yeah, but they also want to erase the human race. Now, people have to understand, I like to do what I call predictive science. You know how the British, they're very clever. They put out these authors to do the books like 1984 and other books. These are by authors who were actually contracted by secret societies to actually do predictive programming and actually make sci-fi thrillers about a possible future that they want to create. People don't believe that, do they?
Well, Orwell worked for military intelligence.
Exactly. So when people understand this stuff, they should understand, how about we turn the tables and we say, this is the future you're facing, let's say in 20 years. If the Democrats get control, say in 2020, You'll have a situation that's virtually right out of the Bible, the mark of the beast. You have the U.S. population vastly reduced because of sterility and controlled immigration and controlled pregnancies. You'll see much of the human race literally terminated one way or the other through vaccines, plagues, and whatever they actually manufacture in labs. You'll see a borderless world controlled by a bunch of artificially intelligent super beings and genetically enhanced pseudo-humans. It'll be disgusting. People don't believe that? It's not far away. I'm kind of pleased by how bad the Democrats respond, because anybody with two clues and actually a human heart and a beating soul would realize that the Democrats are anti-American monstrosities that want to destroy borders, the United States, and put all of us in debt, destitution, and unarmed victims of a totalitarian police state. We don't have a private security force like the GRU in Russia. Most people don't realize the KGB. These are private security forces to maintain the power of the elite, like Vladimir Putin. So you get very ticked off, Vladimir, when we publish this, the names of 241 individuals in Russia, millionaires, billionaires, and power brokers that are working in the internal security services to maintain power by people like Vladimir Putin. Putin is a bastard, okay? He's a mafia don in Russia. He's an illegitimate, probably descendant, if the information I have is true, from, you know, from Rasputin. But even if he's not, he's got the Rasputin modus around him, because this is what the Russians have accepted. Americans will never accept an internal security service. We rejected it years ago. Yet they've turned the FBI into an internal security service to mean the power brokers and manipulations by people like McCabe. He doesn't need to go to jail. He needs execution. There needs to be an example. We need to start doing public execution of high officials that do crimes of this level.
Yeah.
I think that we did a bunch of those public executions on air, 3D television. It would put a stop to this. They'd realize someday they're going to come and zip tie me and haul me off to be filleted alive and tortured before death. I think maybe it would stop it. You know, we don't need a private security force. We need to have a government that operates. When the FBI can do this kind of stuff and McCabe is still getting a salary before he retires and gets a fat salary as a deputy director of the FBI, what the hell? What's going on inside of the Department of Justice? Why is Obama sitting 3 miles from the White House with a new wall built around his eight-home bedroom complex with Valerie Jarrett still plotting and planning a coup against the sitting president of the United States? And this guy, Barack Obama, I talked to a security officer inside the government last year. They sent me digital photographic evidence that Barack Obama was never an American. He used a social security number from a man in Connecticut who died years earlier. He never lived there. This son of a bitch, put forward by Zbigniew Brzezinski of the Brand Trust Board, is a total phony. And now his wife, God knows what, she might even be a tranny for all I know, she's now going to run with Oprah in the 2020 election, they say, to try to replace Trump. This is over the top, isn't it?
You mean we'd have an O&O ticket?
Yeah.
Owned and operated.
That's This is mind-boggling. By the way, you have to understand that Oprah is a high-level Santeria witch. Did you know that?
I didn't know it, but of course she says she is a Zulu.
Right, that's a high-level Santeria witch. If you go to see her house near Jupiter, Florida, you'll see this giant blue 50,000-square-foot palace of all blue glass. You can look at it in the sunset. I've talked to friends down there, and they can say, it's a blue palace with blue lights, because that's the blue light of Lucifer. She's a devil, okay, Oprah. She's the reason why she's so rich, just like the reason why Clinton is not, not in prison wearing orange, just because it's just a high-level female warlock. They couldn't imprison her. She's got the goods on thousands of officials, justices, and members of the Congress and Senate, etc. I mean, this is disgusting. People have to understand the swamp is real deep, isn't it?
Oh, well, for example, Joseph Kennedy, I said, represents the 4th District of Massachusetts that used to be Barney Frank's. They were originally going to throw Barney Frank out when he was caught dead to rights running a call boy prostitution operation out of his own home. Now, the only problem is Barney Frank then said, well, you guys can do whatever you want with me, but of course, if you do imprison me, we have a little black book of all the people in Congress and out who were involved in the services of the cult.
And by the way, it's not just Democrats, Republicans too. The Republicans have a house in Washington, D.C. for all the gay, bisexual, and pedophilic maniacs that are in there. This is not just a Democratic problem, is it?
No, of course not. I mean, what they are is power junkies. That's what gets them there.
Well, they're indwelt by incubi and succubi, the highest level sexual warrior demons of Lucifer's cascade of demonic transdimensional entities. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, well, someday, some freaking day, you're going to face the music when your body's dead and your soul is facing the music. Okay? So you better might as well face it today. You don't know, and I do. And it might make you really mad and you want to call into the show, call into my cage match and I'm going to give you the beating of your life.
That's a wonderful appetizing prospect, Doctor. Those who would like documentation on how the Global Imperium is being set up nowadays in the European Union and here, you're welcome to get a wonderful book, absolutely free. It's by Craig Smith and myself. You see Craig, my co-author of 7 books, on with Neil Cavuto every week on Fox Business. The book is called Money, Morality, and the Machine. And to get a free postpaid copy that won't cost you a penny, just call 1-800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Yeah, Lowell, we should actually in the near future do some video. I usually do it on the weekend when I can. To kind of put some pictures and stuff to this, too, and go over these documents. But your article will be posted up today, embedded on today's show in Hour 1. What people need to grasp is here, this is not just a fight for America. It's not just a fight for our borders. It's a fight for the human race. Because if America goes down the toilet, we're the doorstop for the Luciferic satanic overtaking of the human race at every nation on earth. People need, whether you're living in New Zealand or South Africa, need to pray for America and pray that we're led properly. We're praying that our president, who came into office as a white hat, Royal Irish Scottish Rite Mason, is becoming the greatest Christian president of the United States in American history. And that State of the Union address indicates the man is getting a testimony. The man is doing right for America, but also he's colorblind. He's not a racist. They can keep on repeating. It's like the old Russian saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, it'll stick. Sorry, this president is a Teflon president. It doesn't stick. When you see him, as his son said on the interview last night, he's a blue-collar billionaire. If you just talk to him like this little girl in the hospital after the shooting in Las Vegas, she said, when I met him, I realized he's a nice man, and I like him now. But because the media portrays him as some kind of monstrosity, and he's like a devil, and he's not American, and he's against the people who are Hispanic or black, nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah. And by the way, Mr. Kennedy, in his speech last night, said that top CEOs making 300 times the average worker is not right. Okay, what do you plan to do about it, Mr. Kennedy, you and your fellow Democrats? Are you going to make it illegal for a top CEO to earn beyond a certain amount of money? Apparently they are.
Well, that's totalitarianism. So that's a mama state running everything, including how long you're going to live.
Yeah, because they realize that if there are islands of power in the capitalist system, like Donald Trump, who are rich enough that they can't be bribed, they can't be broken because of their money, they're going to take that money away any way they can.
Well, yeah, that's why he donates all his money and salary to charity. You know, come on. You can't try to attack the man because he's just not available to be attacked, is he?
He is clearly a guided being. He's been hit with attacks that would have destroyed anyone else.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm praying for this man every day. I'm praying for him to have a strong Christian testimony. But last night when he referred to God, I think over 80 times, you can see the demonic people like Nancy Pelosi and Schumer leaning forward like, you know, the grandfather in Munsters, you know, that's a vampire. You can see the vampiric look on Schumer's face is like, these Democrats were disgusting. They wouldn't even stand for a discussion over the flag and the national anthem. Are you kidding me? This is not NFL players. These are Democrats supporting the U.S. Constitution. Are you kidding me? And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they thought they can get higher moral high ground from taking that position. It's like, this is not anti-Trump. This is anti-American.
And every one of those Democrats took an oath to protect and preserve the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, but whatever Constitution, it must be like the Constitution put under Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, you know? Do they understand that we don't want to go through what the Russians did 100 years ago with the Sovietization of Russia and the destruction of their religious system? Guess what? That's what they'd like, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mind-boggling. Again, your book, again, how do they get it? The number, phone number?
800-630-1492. We'll pay for postage.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to say, you know, there's certain nutraceuticals you need to take to be geopolitical anti-nauseans so you can watch the news and see the Democratic panoply of horror and demonic self-serving maniacs who are so disgusting they could care about the human race, about America, or anybody of any color or background succeeding in America. We're all dreamers. I love that statement last night. I'm sure the Democrats, their stomach took a big flip and they wanted to barf right there in the chambers. Mind-boggling.
Well, their idea of a dreamer is someone who brings...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.